Legal Research, this is your guide for week, excuse me, number five. We look at statutory law weeks five and six. And so we've talked about statutes. Let's just do a little review and talk about statutes again. And you'll use this guide in these slides for both weeks five and six. We know, I know, you know, how federal and state legislation is enacted. We know how statutes are published and codified. We continue to practice our research, and that's what we're going to do over the next 2 weeks for locating statutes. We know the role of case law and the necessity to find case law when attempting to understand the application of a statute. In the textbook chapter, it breaks down the classifications of statutes. These are really not relevant for you to know for the purposes of researching or to memorize these, but you should know these differences. A public law is one that affects the public generally, so bankruptcy law, the Illinois Vehicle Code, tax law, it affects all of us in the same manner. A private law is one that affects only one person or a small group of persons. It doesn't affect society as a whole or potentially society as a whole. It grants someone a special benefit not afforded to public at large. Most private laws are those dealing with, say, immigration and naturalization as an example. A permanent law is a law that remains in effect until it's expressly repealed, until it's modified, changed, or repealed by the legislature. A temporary law has a limiting language in the statute itself, such as something like, this law shall have no force or effect after May 31st of 21 or 2021, as an example. Citations to statutes, you've got the guides and you've got the resources, and it's, as we discussed last week, it's just a matter of going to those guides, remembering the reason that we cite, making sure that you have the pieces, slowing down long enough to make sure you have the pieces, and then double checking, going to your source and making sure that, especially with statutes, that you have the correct paragraphs and subparagraphs, because a lot of times we're referencing something further down in a paragraph, and statutes go in outline numbering form. So make sure you have the accurate information. You know our sources for statutes, and primarily we deal with the United States Code and the Illinois Compiled Statute, so you know that. Annotations, cases, and more. You know what annotations are, or you should by now, and you should know how they appear associated with statutes and then what their value or use is. In Lexis or Westlaw, annotations will be provided to direct you to cases interpreting the statutes, typically through the use of a one-sentence summary of that case and the case citation. Broken out by jurisdiction and geographically. So we talk about, you know, heading into week five and six, it's important you start getting that geography in your head, and definitely the court names. Extra features such as historical notes, library references, bar and law review journals, those are going to be provided too. So annotations are good. They help us find other relevant resources. Sometimes lumped in with statutes are rules of procedure and court rules. And we've talked about our rules of procedure and court rules, and some of you are in other courses where those rules are applicable. Most of you in this class will take civil litigation in the fall, which is entirely about rules of procedure and court rules. Some of you may be in evidence right now with me, where we focus on the Illinois rules of evidence and the federal rules of evidence. But bodies of law like the Illinois Code of Civil Procedure and the Illinois Criminal Code of Procedure, the Illinois Rules of Evidence, Federal Rules of Evidence, Illinois Supreme Court rules, okay, all those things, all are available on the web or via Lexis. So you can always find those, and you're going to be using those in other classes. Excuse me. Some tips to help you research statutes more efficiently. First, review the entire scope of the statute governing your topic. Don't just review, you know, a paragraph that you may be directed to in your search, especially using Lexis. Read the whole statute. Generally, terms used in the act are going to be defined first. Definitions, usually followed by the rules announced in the statute, and then penalties for violations of the statute or what the statute expects. Assume that every word in the statute is there for a purpose and that the words are to be given their plain meaning. Examine the cases that discuss the statute to help you determine how the courts have interpreted that statute. A lot of times statutes aren't as easy to understand, and definitely how they should be applied. It's elusive. So the courts tell us this. Application of the statute or how a statute might be applied to a particular set of facts will come to us through case law. Remember, it's the province of the courts to apply and interpret statutes and even strike down statutes as unconstitutional. Now, when people think about the law, they tend to think in terms of statutes or regulations, those things that attempt to direct or provide order to society in our lives. And we've talked about this, how, you know, from the time we wake up in the morning until we go to bed, and then probably while we're sleeping, there's some statutory law that is governing how we do what we do or what's going on around us. It's just the world we live in. When disputes arise over the meaning of statutes, it's up to the courts and judges to interpret those statutes. Judges' interpretations of those statutes, their opinions, decisions, cases, are as important to understanding what the law is than the words in the actual statute itself. So once you find a statute that seems to address your client's needs and looks like it applies to the fact pattern or issue in whatever the thing you're trying to research, you always want to take that next step. You stop, you reorganize, and then do case law research to determine what the courts have said about the application of that statute to similar facts or issues. The annotations is a great place to start. So just page down. We've talked about how there's broken out into topics. Jurisdiction, they sorted it for you. You know, now that's a secondary source. That's not something you would ever cite. The publisher has done that. And so Lexis, in our case, has done that. So use it accordingly. A secondary source to lead you to other primary sources. Citations, keep and use a citation guide. As long as you're here at ICC and even after you leave, you know, open those guidelines and review the information regarding citation of Illinois statutes until it becomes second nature in your head what it should look like. Until you're able to identify, there's something missing here. Do that. Same for cases. Eventually it will become second nature. It'll become second nature in the sense that you will be able to look at a citation and see that it's missing something, that something's not right. If you ever have a question, you just go back to those resources, okay? Do you know how to find and use statutes? Yes. Here in week 5, yes, you do. So stop, go through your analysis for state or federal, criminal or civil, and if not criminal, what area of the law? Is it divorce, property, probate, contract? Create your search query and begin. Now, the assumption was that you read the textbook chapter. If you hadn't, I didn't say that at the beginning, but go and read the textbook chapter. You have some hunting to do, both state and federal statutes, as your pre-class assignments, kind of flipping it up a little bit. And you're to not only to post those responses and don't open and look at anybody else's, but have that document available, because when we meet in class, you're going to cite to me the answers and the citation. So when I ask you for an answer and I can call on anybody, be prepared to tell me what the statute is that answers that question, what the answer to the question is, and the citation. And then be paying attention to what other people say as a citation. Be looking at your own document to double check. And let's talk about that. And let's see that we get everybody on the same page. And that'll be part of what we do. For the rest of the week, you have a quiz. So if you, and it's a timed quiz, you have 30 minutes. It's not difficult, but it's not easy. If you've been doing the things that I asked you to do and told you that you need to commit to memory, like the names of the state and federal courts and the hierarchy, how that works, and the names, because remember, circuit federal means different than circuit at the state courts. If you have memorized the names of the statutes, federal and state, if you know why we use annotations and can define annotations, secondary sources, those things, those base things that we've been talking about now for over a quarter of the semester, that I said you need to spend the time. If you haven't been doing that, you need to get to work. If you have been doing that, put some work in so you're able to spit it back on the quiz, because you're not going to have enough time to look it up. All right, there's enough questions, and you know, 30 minutes is what you get. And so you're not going to have the time to look it up, and you're not going to get them answered, and you want to get them answered. It's an extra 100 points helps you reach that A in the class. So know that, and that's your follow-up assignment for the rest of the week. Stay well, and I will see you on Monday night.